Hey there, Overthinkers. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back again to help you untangle those mental knots and find a little peace in this crazy world. Today, we're diving deep into something super powerful, self-reflection and introspection. Ever feel like your mind is running on a hamster wheel, just going around and around? You know that feeling when you can't seem to shut off the endless stream of thoughts, worries, and what-ifs? Well, friends, sometimes the best way to quiet that inner chatterbox is to actually turn our attention inwards. Think about it like this. We spend so much time looking outwards at our phones, at social media, at other people's lives. But how often do we truly look inwards? How often do we check in with ourselves, understand our motivations, and unpack those complex emotions that sometimes feel overwhelming? That, my friends, is the magic of self-reflection and introspection. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Laura, isn't that just a fancy way of saying think about yourself? And yes, there's definitely some truth to that. But it's so much more than just dwelling on your own thoughts. Self-reflection is about actively engaging with your inner world, understanding your values, beliefs, patterns, and even your triggers. It's about asking tough questions like, what truly matters to me? What am I avoiding? Where do my insecurities come from? And the most important one, how can I be a better version of myself? So let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of self-reflection and introspection. 1. Become your own best friend. Think about how you treat your best friend with kindness, compassion, and understanding. Treat yourself the same way. Self-reflection is all about being kind to yourself, even when you mess up. Remember, we're all human and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. 2. Journaling, your secret weapon. Have you ever noticed how amazing it feels to get things out of your head and onto paper? I swear by journaling. It's like having a conversation with your own subconscious. Write down your thoughts, feelings, dreams, whatever comes to mind. Don't worry about grammar or structure, just let it flow. You'll be amazed at the insights you uncover. 3. Meditation, a moment of zen. Okay, I know meditation can seem intimidating, but trust me, it doesn't have to be all chanting and lotus positions. Even a few minutes of quiet reflection each day can make a world of difference. Focus on your breath, notice the sounds around you, and let go of any racing thoughts. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind. 4. Ask yourself tough questions. Don't shy away from the big stuff. What are your core values? What brings you joy? What are you truly passionate about? And maybe even tougher, what are you afraid of? Asking these questions can be a bit uncomfortable at first, but it's essential for self-discovery. 5. Embrace imperfection. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel like you're on top of the world and days when you want to crawl back under the covers. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and keep moving forward. Now let me tell you a quick story about how self-reflection really changed my life. Remember those awkward teenage years? Yeah, I had my fair share. I used to compare myself to everyone else, their clothes, their popularity, even their social media presence. It was exhausting. But one day, I stumbled upon this incredible quote. Comparison is the thief of joy. That really hit me like a lightning bolt. Instead of focusing on what others had, I started asking myself, what makes me happy? What are my strengths? That shift in perspective changed everything. I realized that true happiness comes from within, not from external validation. I embraced my quirks, celebrated my accomplishments, and stopped comparing myself to the highlight reels of other people's lives. So remember, self-reflection isn't just about sitting around analyzing your thoughts. It's a powerful tool for growth, self-discovery, and ultimately, finding joy in the journey of life. This week, I want you to make time for some serious introspection. Take a few minutes each day to journal, meditate, or simply sit quietly and reflect on your thoughts and feelings. Ask yourself those tough questions. What matters most to you? What are you avoiding? And how can you be a better version of yourself? Remember, the journey inwards is just as important as the journey outwards. And don't forget, overthinkers, you're not alone in this. Keep sharing your thoughts and experiences with me. Let's create a community of support and growth together. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep those minds uncluttered and bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.